Today is Sunday, September 8th, 2019, and this...
That's why Vegas is called Sin City. It's the same temperature as hell.
...is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 706.
Las Vegas, Nevada! I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. We're going to talk about Las Vegas now.
Okay.
This pleases me. It's a fun thing to talk about.
Yes,
I enjoy it. We are going to be there in about a month for our event, The Summit. And I'm sure many of our listeners will be there, too. I can't wait to see you all. It's going to be a magical time. I've been giving the wrong dates for the summit for the last several weeks.
Oh, well, I haven't noticed.
I've been off by one. It's October 11th through the 13th.
Ah, were you saying the 12th through the 14th?
I was.
Oops.
Yeah, but hopefully folks looked at the...
The calendar.
Vegas Nerd Society schedule of events and planned accordingly. We did announce another event this week. It's been tradition at our little gatherings to do a parade to start off the event, and it's always a good time. In fact, a recent survey of past attendees has shown that this is one of the most popular events at the summit.
Good.
I know. So,
we'll continue that tradition then.
Yes, the tradition will continue. We've changed it a little bit though. This is, it's being renamed. The kickoff parade is being renamed the Al from San Diego Celebration Parade.
Aww.
It's our way of paying tribute to our good friend Al from San Diego. If he were here, he'd be the one at the front of the line leading the charge. Chanting whatever it is we chant as we walk down Fremont Street. He always loved the parade. And in fact, there's a Periscope video that he shot from the last summit parade that I believe is still online. So it seemed like a fitting way to pay tribute to our friend Al. And I know I will be wearing my San Diego Padres cap during the parade. That was kind of his signature. It was his New Balance, so to speak. That was his signature clothing item. So it'll be fun to do that. And in addition to that, the Grand Marshal, we're appointing a Grand Marshal this year of the parade. It's our friend John Hall. So
Yay. He
always adds fun to any festivities. So I look forward to seeing what John, I should put a lot of pressure on John to come up with some sort of, I don't know what he's going to do.
Costume?
Maybe. Yeah.
But then he'd have to come up with two costumes, perhaps.
Yeah.
If
no,
he's
I don't know. I'm sure he'll make it fun. Even if he just leads the charge down Fremont Street from Golden Gate to wherever we end up.
To Zappos.
I wonder if he will have his usual... I don't know if that's happened to him. For a while, John was being asked, whenever he was downtown Las Vegas, he'd be asked by people if he was a Zappos employee. He apparently fit the profile. So I don't know if that happens to him anymore. Or that would be awkward if we all ended up at the Zappos headquarters, wouldn't it?
It would.
I don't know what we would do over there. Wouldn't be nearly as fun as when we usually end up at View Bar.
People would think it was some kind of team building activity. I think we'd fit right in.
We start doing trust falls out on the plaza by their little spaceship meeting room or whatever that thing is. All right. Well, anything can happen at the summit, so you never know. Join us October 11th through the 13th. VegasNerdSociety.com is the place for all the details. We're a month out. I've begun a minor... shortly before doing this show, I was napping, because who doesn't love a nap at 8 a.m.? And I had a dream that was a combination of the summit and a former work event kind of melded, and it was very stressful.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I know why I'm stressed about work, because I have a deadline that I've procrastinated on that I might be staying up late tonight. Let's just say that. But
okay.
The summit part, that's the usual anxiety kicking in, I think, over all the names that I will not remember and whatever else I will.
I had a packing anxiety dream a couple nights ago.
Really?
Yeah.
This far out?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You have a list, don't you?
I do. And I'm going to spend that weekend before, like I'm going to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like you believe me.
I'm going to put that on a loop. I'm going to edit that out of the show.
Uh-huh.
And play it for you ad nauseum leading up to the event.
Okay.
Since you have made this pledge.
Do what you got to do.
I hope that it works out, though. Okay, anyway, we'll see you at the summit. It's going to be fun. We'll do our show. We'll make asses of ourselves on stage, and you'll applaud, and we'll all have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we jump into our news, and we do have a lot to talk about this week, we've got some people to thank. As always, this podcast is listener-supported by our Patreon patrons, including such fine folks as Janelle Caster, Glenn Nagara, Matt Newman, Chris Geronimus. That's a great last name. Doesn't it sound like the name mm-hmm. of an athlete?
Mm-hmm.
You'd hear him here. It just feels like an athlete name. We'll find out that he's an NBA player. No. Edward King and Scott Mills. Thanks to these and all of our patrons. We appreciate your support. You guys rule. If you're interested in figuring out what this is about, visit patreon.com/5hundy. You can support the show on an ongoing monthly basis. We throw some cool stuff at you. Well, I don't know if it's cool. We throw some bonus stuff at you. That's for you to figure out. Videos, blog posts, live chats, cool ass ceramic pins. We got all kinds of stuff out there. Visit patreon.com/5hundy for all the details, and thank you so much for your support of the podcast. All right, lots of news to talk about. We should probably kick off with one of these.
This week,
rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
In outrage.
This is bullshit!
Whenever we're talking about MGM Resorts, there's usually somebody who's outraged by it.
Mm-hmm. And that is usually rightly so.
You know what? They're a shitty company and they do a lot of shitty things, so I get the outrage. So, the outrage this week surrounds some announced plans for the festival grounds that were the scene of the tragic October 1st, 2017 shootings that left 58 people dead and more than 400 wounded. Do you remember that tragic day?
Quite well,
I think most of us do. It was horrible. So it's the land where that festival took place, which is across from Luxor, has been unused since that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dilemma for the company.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, what's the appropriate amount of time to wait before you do something with that land? And then what is the appropriate use of that land?
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, there is no, you're not going to win.
Right.
Because there's always going to be somebody upset about whatever you choose to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Totally understand. And that's, you know, I'm sure that there were probably a lot of hand-wringing and difficult discussions about what to do with this. Although the cynical side of me,
mm-hmm.
which is like the cynical side covers about 95% of me, says, well, it's MGM and their first priority was how can we make a buck off of this land that's sitting empty? Because that would fit in well with their brand.
Mm-hmm.
They have, so anyway, I really don't fault them for deciding to do something with this land.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, 2 years, I guess, reasonable amount of time. I don't necessarily have a problem with it. Like I said, somebody's always going to be upset when you decide to do something with it. Now, I suppose the thing that probably would have appeased the most people is if they had said, we're turning the whole thing into a park that's going to be a memorial.
Yeah.
That probably, I can't imagine anybody being upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the one thing they could have done. But of course, like I said, they want to make a buck off it, so that's not necessarily going to be their...
They could have charged admission to the park, I guess.
There we go. Yes. Welcome to our healing gardens. Admission is $14.95 plus convenience fee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, that would have been MGM. Okay. So, anyway, what they're going to do, it's kind of a twofold plan. Number one is paid parking for the football stadium.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of an issue with not having a lot of parking immediately in the area of the football stadium. They're going to do some things where they bus people. And so they're going to have parking. They're obviously going to charge. You'll probably end up, if you want to park there, I'm guessing $40-$50.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to begin. The reason they announced this now is they're going to begin constructing a walkway to the stadium from this lot. So they couldn't hide their plans any longer. They probably figured this out last November, but, or October or November 2017, they started working on how to monetize the space.
Oh.
Anyway, so that's part one, paid parking. Part two, and I think this is going to come later. It sounds like they'll use it for parking, and then eventually they'll start construction on part of the land. for a practice facility for the MGM-owned WNBA team. I believe they're called the Aces. Mm-hmm. So they are going to, that this will be where they practice. Now they're framing it. This is the part that irritates me.
Yes.
They're framing it as a community center.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, we'll see if they call it a community center when it opens, but that's their way of making it more palatable in light of what happened there and making it sound like, oh no, we're not just doing this for us. It's not just a practice facility for the team we own. No, this is a community center where we will host high school events, and maybe they will. But
we shall see.
I say wait 5 years after it opens and let's see what kind of events are taking place here and how they're doing it, because I suspect, and again, I don't know, maybe they have good intentions and this will truly operate as a community center. My guess is they'll do something like set up a foundation, solicit funds for the foundation to support the fees that they will then as a corporation charge the high schools that want to use their community center mm-hmm. for tournaments so that they're still making a buck off of it. Again, this is just
Speculation
based on MGM's profile. One thing about the parking, there will not be tailgating there, because that would be in bad taste, I think. Maybe.
On the one hand, yes, but on the other hand,
if you're going to do paid parking, what's the difference? I don't know.
On the other hand, I feel like a lot of the people who were victims of the tragedy were there to party. And what better way to honor them
than by doing the same?
Yeah.
Cracking open a Busch Light and frying up some brats.
Mm-hmm.
Or purchasing a brat from a stand that MGM operates where they will charge you $14 for said brat.
Oh, no kidding.
Well,
I can see how the perception of it would be, oh my God, I can't believe people are... But at the same time...
Yeah, you make a point I hadn't considered. That's valid.
Mm-hmm.
It's as valid as anything when you're considering what to do with this land. Now, the funny part is that Review Journal writer, he's a business writer, covers casinos, Rick Velotta, he raised the question. He just raised the question on Twitter, mm-hmm. will there be, a lot of people are wondering, will there be tailgating? Apparently, then, based on tweets later on, MGM officials were reportedly very angry with him for raising this question.
What?
I know.
It's a valid question.
I know. Yeah, they became very upset, which I love. I love that the people who put a spin on all of this stuff are dismayed over such a suggestion. Oh, how dare you? I have the vapors. what the fuck?
Let me find my fainting couch.
Oh, there's one in every room. All right, so you just can't make this shit up. So anyway, I don't know what's right and what's wrong, but this mm-hmm. is what they're choosing to do. Oh, they did say... Okay, there's some other stuff now. They did say that... Oh, so here's the quote regarding the community center. I should read this. We hope one day... Pay very close attention to the wording of this, because they do. When publicity folks craft these things, they're very careful about the way they word it.
Mm-hmm.
We hope...
We don't promise.
Not promise, not plan.
We don't guarantee.
We hope one day it will host high school basketball tournaments, indoor soccer for kids, and provide a place for the Aces to practice and engage with the community to inspire the next generation of female athletes. So it's a practice facility. And we hope that they host some tournaments. Yeah, mm-hmm. sure you do. So then the big question is, what about some kind of memorial? They did say, and then here's again how they worded it.
Here's some more wording, yeah.
We plan to create a space on the property... Like a single parking space? What does that entail? A space on the property to remember the victims of the tragedy. Okay, so my guess is like plant two trees and call it the Memorial Corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be half-assed. And the reason I think it's going to be half-assed is because they said, there's another quote, we will also support the future community effort. We're not going to lead this charge, but if the community wants to do something, we will support the future community effort around a permanent public memorial when the process begins. So okay. you guys figure it out. Yeah, we'll chip in a couple bucks. That's what that is. And by mm-hmm. the way, you're not using our land for it.
isn't there already a memorial garden?
I don't know.
Somewhere? I think there is.
Anyway, it's hard for me not to be cynical when it surrounds MGM, because mm-hmm. they like to take the fun out of our favorite city.
Yeah.
And that's what they're... So anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll see how it unfolds. I would love to be wrong about their ultimate goal to just make as much money out of this empty mm-hmm. lot as possible. Like, Jim Murren goes to bed with nightmares over an empty chunk of land that hasn't generated any revenue in 2 years. So, I hope I'm wrong. I hope none of this is true. But mm-hmm. those are their plans. That is what they have announced. And we'll keep an eye on what actually happens. All right. Moving along to our next equally fun story.
What do you mean?
There's a new show coming to Flamingo. We've discussed it a couple times on recent shows that it has been rumored.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're excited about this.
I am.
It is called RuPaul's Drag Race Live.
Mm-hmm.
It opens in January 2020. It's going to run through at least August of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And you are smiling already in just thinking about this show.
I am.
So this is based on the show RuPaul's Drag Race, which mm-hmm. involves drag queens doing whatever it is they do.
I have a season pass for.
Yeah, I know. I deleted it once out of anger, but then I felt bad and I reinstated it. I was trying to figure out how to block the channel and all kinds of stuff. It was because you threw away my wreath so early. I'm like, you take something of mine, I take something of yours.
How early did I throw away the wreath? March? I don't
know, probably. No, it was really early this year. It was like January you tossed that fucker.
It was starting to get brown.
I know, but that's part of, it's like this changing of the trees in the fall. No, everybody loves, no. Everybody loves when the trees start to turn
it
brown.
It was a fire hazard.
All right. Well, let's talk about Drag Race Live. And I thought maybe it made sense, since this is your thing, for you to cover the specifics that are included in the announcement.
Okay.
And I'll just sit back and...
and comment as needed?
Yeah, I guess
so. All right. I'll do my best. All right. Well, first off, of course, they have to jam fucking immersive in there.
Ooh, it's immersive.
So RuPaul's Drag Race Live is an immersive, interactive thrill ride for everyone who loves to laugh, dance, and sing along when a fabulous drag queen shakes her padded ass on stage.
I think I would rather be immersed in a vat of acid.
That's a wonderful, wonderful thing to say.
Thank you.
Each live performance is packed with outrageous comedy, eye-popping fashions, over-the-top singing and dancing, heartwarming moments, plus twists and turns that will leave the audience gagging for more. Now, you had to ask me what gagging was.
I assume it was just the sound of me choking myself from the back of the theater if I was forced to sit through this performance. But what is the... I'm sure it's some sort of dick-sucking humor.
No. Well, I mean, it's probably a play on that. But it's like, oh, I was just gagging over that. It means it was so amazing that you gagged.
Oh, it's a good thing to gag?
Uh-huh.
Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Okay, continue. What else do we got from the handcrafted press release?
This concerns me just a tiny bit because I'm generally opposed to these shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere of the show is interactive and encourages audience members' participation as if they were attending a live episode of the world famous competition.
So you're gagging for more right there.
I had a little tickle in my throat.
You know what happens when I see interactive in a press release?
You head for the hills.
Sashay away. See, you think I don't pay attention to this shit. I'm watching.
So you say,
are we gonna find out that I have a secret like hate love for this show?
Yes.
No.
Yes. I think that's where we're going.
I don't think so. Okay, who's gonna be performing at this fine?
Seven queens will be featured in each show from a rotating cast of Aquaria, Asia O'Hara, Coco Montrese, Vegas local, Derek Barry, Eureka O'Hara, India Farah, Kahana Montrese, I'm assuming Coco Montrese's drag daughter, Cameron Michaels, daughter of Chad Michaels, Kim Chi, Naomi Smalls, Chanel, and Evie Oddly, the most recent winner.
I'm a little disappointed my favorite drag queens will not be appearing.
What are your...
Willie Fistergash and Hugh Jasol.
That's...
Gabe Athouse, is he going to be? She? I'm not sure. No?
Okay.
None of them?
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows at 9:30 p.m. beginning in January through at least August. Pre-sale begins Tuesday at RuPaul'sDragRaceLive.com.
You've been to some of these touring RuPaul shows, correct?
I have.
How many?
Let's see. At least three.
Do they ever have... No, they're at, like, they've been at arenas, haven't they?
No, they've been in clubs.
Clubs, okay.
Let's see, one was at Varsity, one was at Mill City Nights, and one was at Pantages.
So it's a small enough thing. Do they ever have, they say, of course, this is interactive.
Mm-hmm.
Do they ever have a Q&A?
No.
No, okay. I was kind of hoping
not that ever, I've been.
I was kind of hoping as part of this they might have a Q&A, because then I might, some of my, I could...
Oh, no.
Step up to the mic, unfurl a giant scroll with my list. Yes, drag queens, I have a 16-part question. Just see how...
way to be that guy at every conference.
How quickly they... Yeah, that's true. No, I'm not at a conference, but something like this, I feel like I could get some of my drag queen-related questions answered.
What are your drag queen-related questions?
Queens, big fan. Thanks for being here. it'd be funny to start with big fan. first time attendee,
long time fan.
I'm wondering if any of you have pinpointed the exact point in your life when you began hating women to the point of wanting to caricature them with
saying that this is misogyny, because it is not,
with cartoonish characters based on stereotypes like promiscuity and bitchiness. I'll hang up and listen.
Anyway,
watch me get yanked out of there by security, and they would sashay me away.
You should be sashayed away for that attitude, mister.
I just want my questions answered.
See, you equate the art of drag with...
Whenever I bring this up, I'm...
with somebody just slapping on a wig like Medea.
Oh, I don't necessarily... No, I don't think so. I think there's a fine difference in that they put more effort into their makeup. Ticketmaster is selling the tickets beginning on Friday if you don't want to do the pre-sale thing.
See you there, man.
$49 and up plus fees. I know that this will do very well. There's a big audience for this, and people on the Facebook group were very excited about it. I hope that you have a good time.
Thank you.
I will be gambling alone while you're seeing this. Yeah. Probably a good fit for Flamingo.
That'll be a great thing for the showroom.
Yeah.
The most interactive I remember it being was the show at the Pantages. One of the queens walked up down the aisles, and people were giving her dollar bills, $5, $10, whatever.
Like
tips.
A strip show? Like tucking it into the...
No, just handing it to her. But then she would make a comment about the person.
So like an audience roast for,
yes.
Like you pay to be insulted?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah,
okay. That's all right.
But yeah, drag queens make a lot of money off tips, so.
At a show like this, I would hope they're making a lot of money off the contract and they're not trying to be tipped. That would be kind of weird.
I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
Because tipping is a big part of
the
drag
culture. Is it like a piano bar
where
they're pandering for tips? That's one of the things I hate about piano bars, like where it's constantly begging for $2 to play a Journey song you've heard 40 times?
No, it was one segment of the show where it was encouraged.
Okay. That's weird that they would, at a show like that, that it would be that tip-based, where it seems, you know, it's a touring show. They're obviously getting paid based on people paying admission.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Anyway, that's happening at Flamingo next year. Buy your tickets today.
Call with your reviews.
Call with your reviews. We'd love to hear what you think of it. And I mean that. I do. I like hearing reviews of... I don't... Whether I'm into it or not, fuck it. The thing I love about Vegas is there's stuff for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I love that there are things that somebody else loves that I don't, and vice versa, and all that. So yeah, we'd love to hear reviews of this kind of stuff. Something that's a little bit more up my alley is Aerosmith at Park MGM. They've announced they're extending their residency. Not a big shock. It's been getting good reviews. I've read some interviews with Joe Perry where they seem to be really enjoying the residency concept and not having to tour but still being able to play a bunch of shows and doing something a little different than they could do on the road in terms of the production value.
Mm-hmm.
They've announced 15 new dates in 2020. They're taking place in January, February, May, and June. Tickets are available this Friday. There's already some fan club and premium seat pre-sales happening on Ticketmaster, so... I think we may have talked about this when they first put tickets on sale. I can't remember, but I love the way that they do their fan club pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a band that's been around this long, the availability of tickets, the timing is based on how long you've been a member of their fan club.
Really?
So you, if you join like the day of the presale, for a lot of times, if they have a fan club presale, you can join like right up to the day before or the day of and get
and
the presale
same
code.
Access as everybody
no,
else.
No, this is like if you've been a member of their fan club for 40 years, you get the first shot. And then it's like it tiers down there. I think like four different times, depending on how long you've been a member of their fan club. It's a good,
that
is
cool.
In terms of treating your hardcore fans really well, I've never seen anybody else do that. And I think it's kind of a cool thing.
I like that idea.
Yep. So there you go. If you're a fan of Aerosmith and didn't get to see them the first time around, 2020, they will still be there and you can enjoy their rock and roll. I've heard good reviews. I would consider going to this. Mm-hmm. I did consider going to this and then ultimately just couldn't pull the trigger on the tickets. They are not cheap, but again, if you want to see them in a smaller venue than you'd normally see them in, it's a good opportunity. So I'm not ruling it out by any means. Let's talk about the club, shall we? Chaos is the day club and nightclub at Palms that opened not too long ago. And they are going to be making some changes. And as a result of those changes, they will be closing next week for about 6 weeks. They are building a dome. Mm-hmm. They're going to enclose Chaos so that they can use it through the not-so-temperate wet winter months.
I like how you said, they will enclose Chaos. Chaos is not allowed to run amok.
No, we do not want that. We want it to be contained within the safety of the Chaos Dome, or whatever the hell they're calling it. It's going to reopen on Halloween with a performance by Cardi B, who's one of their recurring performers at Chaos. The Dome will remain up until March. Chaos, it's been, the things I've been reading about it and hearing about it are that they've taken the day club and nightclub prices to an all new level.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, like, well, they spend a shit ton of money on, and they usually do with nightclubs, the people who develop these things, but it's kind of an over the top amount of money, even by nightclub standards. And as a result, their prices for bottle service and drinks and everything else are even higher than your normal Vegas club.
So get ready to take out a loan if you want a night out at Chaos.
Well, as a result, I guess that after the initial opening, they've had some issues with filling the place on weekends. So I'm sure they're certainly not going to like shutter the thing right away after opening it because of that. So I'm sure that they're tinkering with ways to make it work and to lower prices or whatever they need to do to get people in the door. But I guess they're thinking maybe extending. I don't know if the dome thing was part of their original plan or if they're thinking, let's do this because it extends the life of the day club aspect. We can use the outdoor space all year round. They're not the first to do this. Cosmo does this with Marquee. Mm-hmm. So it makes some sense. And they've probably seen that Marquee had some success with it. And there you go. So if you want to do the day club thing in the throes of 45 degree temperate, I laugh at the concept of Vegas winters being tough because relatively they're not. But when you compare it to like the summer temperature swing, yes, it's a definite shift. So anyway, it's a good thing for people who want to do that, and you can check it out. I'm sure all the information's on the Palms website. All right, let's talk about some stuff downtown. There's a new activity that is going to be available just off of Fremont Street at Plaza. They have this thing called Core Arena that they've been using for a smattering of events lately. Mm-hmm. It's essentially a big dirt lot with some bleachers set up, and they can use it for rodeo-related events.
Horse things.
I would imagine that it will be in heavy use in December when the rodeo's in town for various things. They've done some, the demolition derbies, kind of an odd combination of events they've had at Core Arena. They've announced
while they're having the rodeo events.
Oh, that would be, I don't want to see any animals injured, but the concept of having a demolition derby
and
with
rodeo?
The animals and the combo. Like I said, I don't want to see any animals get injured, but the idea of it is
going to call you.
Fuck PETA. But the idea of it is funny as hell. No, they have announced they're going to use that space on Sunday evenings for something called Zombie Rampage Paintball Hunt.
Okay.
That is a mouthful. And the way that this works, I thought, okay, so it's a paintball thing where you run around and it's...
There's something rhythmic about that.
Just needs a beat behind it. All right, so there's a weird, it's a weird combination of zombies, monster trucks, and paintball. I don't get this, but I guess maybe some people will like this. So beginning this weekend, Sunday evenings, you can go to Core Arena, and for a fee, which we'll discuss in a moment, you can board a 14-foot tall monster truckified bus. So it's a shitty, I saw the picture of it. It's a shitty bus, not a city bus. It might have been a city bus at one time. It's a shitty old bus they put on monster truck wheels. And you go on the bus, and apparently, I'm guessing the bus moves. If it just sits there stationary, it's even lamer. But so you're on the bus, and then there are zombies, people who are dressed as zombies. I don't think they're actual zombies because those are too expensive. That roam the arena, which again is just a big dirt lot. Maybe they put up some sort of barriers or hay bales or something to hide behind. I don't know. They roam the arena, and then you get to shoot at them with paintball guns from the bus.
Okay.
Is this what? Is this fun?
I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me, but maybe like, somebody would enjoy it.
I kind of get, I've never done paintball. I kind of see the appeal of it, though. I mean, it's just a big game of like tag with weapons. That's kind of, I can see that. And you're shooting your friends. You're usually there with a group. So that I kind of get. But the sitting on a bus and shooting out the window at actors playing zombies, I don't know. And the zombie thing, again, that seems so played out. I don't know why we're still doing the zombie thing. Anyway, if you're into this, if it sounds fun, $30 will get you 100 rounds of paintballs. If you want to be a big shot, you can pay $45 for the VIP package. That would get you 300 rounds and priority boarding of the bus.
Okay.
I have a hard time believing that the line's going to be so long that you're going to need priority boarding, but you never know. It might be popular.
If somebody does this, let us know.
Please. I want to know if, like, what the appeal is. I want to know what you enjoyed about it. So, yes, let us know. If you're just a big paintball aficionado. Like, there are roller coaster people who want to ride every roller coaster they can.
I get that.
Are there people who are, like, in every city they want to do paintball? I don't know. If you're a paintball aficionado, and this is exciting, then do it and call us and tell us what you thought of it. I guess they do that. They have this, the company that's running this has this in a few cities.
Okay.
Although they call it a once-in-a-lifetime chance, and yet then they list off the different cities they're in.
Uh-huh.
So it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance if you're in Las Vegas, Omaha, whatever the fuck they are. All right. Another downtown piece of news. There is a place down, we've discussed it a few times, down on Fremont Street near Atomic Liquors called Ferguson's Motel. Mm-hmm. It's one of those former motel locations that has been repurposed by the company now known as DTP, Downtown Project. They've been renovating this thing for quite a while, and there was a restaurant, a Japanese restaurant that opened a couple months ago. We have not yet received any reviews. I've not heard anything about it. It's called Hatsumi. That opened a couple months ago. The same people behind that have now opened their Mexican restaurant in the Ferguson's Motel complex. It is called La Monja. I'm not going to try to do the correct, like, over-the-top Dick Bramer on a Twins game pronouncing
Arias.
Oh, man. There's nothing worse than white people over, like, I'm going to go have a burrito for lunch. Just.
Although.
Try, but not that hard.
I think there was a memo sent around.
Oh, there was.
Because every broadcast I've listened to, they pronounce his name Arias.
And somebody stumbles over it, and then they try to correct themselves. It's awkward. Anyway, so.
But he is a damn good player.
La Monja, which I think means sister, doesn't it, in Spanish? If I remember my 4 years of high school Spanish, which I don't. Anyway, it's a Mexican restaurant. It's opening. It's open now, 5 p.m. nightly, 10 p.m. closing during the week, and midnight on Friday and Saturday, and they have reservations through Open Table. So if you're looking for a new Mexican restaurant, and I think this is supposed to be like legit Mexican food, not like Taco Bell-esque. You know, you're not going to find a chalupa on the menu, I don't think. Check that out. So there you go. All righty. Finally, I suppose we should have bunched this up with the previous nightclub news, but we've been wondering what's going to happen.
Well, it's kind
with,
of dining news, too.
It kind of is. It is. I've been wondering what's going to happen with the Hyde nightclub space at Bellagio, because it is awesome space. It's right dead center in front of the fountains. And Hyde was a really cool place, even though I'm not a nightclub guy. We went there during the lounge hours and had a great time a few times. It's been unused since July when that venue shut down, and they still haven't officially announced what is going to be happening with that space. But through some county permit filings and some job ads. Vegas Eater has determined that that space is going to be used as a venue, at least for now. They're calling it Supper Club. That may just be a working name through construction, that because it's so generic, you never know if that's going to be the actual name or if that will be. Although it would fit with Bellagio, where they just have the sign that says buffet or the buffet. So Supper Club, which apparently will be a combination of Ultra Lounge and fine dining restaurant. They had some stuff in their job ads about wanting to be a three diamond restaurant or something. So I guess they're going for the high class touch. No word on what type of food or what exactly when it's going to open or anything. The details are limited to what was available on that. They're pumping a shit ton of money into it, though. $7 million renovation budget. So it's going to be completely gutted and redesigned. So we shall see. I'm hoping that since they are going to have a lounge, it sounds like a lounge aspect to it, that it'll be something else that'll be easy to, you know, visit, just to have a couple drinks and check out the fountains. Because that was the part that we liked about Hyde.
Yes.
I would like to see it again. It's a nice, nice space.
I agree.
All righty. What do we got? Oh, yeah, we're going to do one of these things, because we do every week. Do
you remember? I don't remember fucking anything, man.
I had kind of forgotten about this one.
I had, too.
Show 483 from December 2014, there was an announcement of a show coming to Las Vegas called Liberace Live.
But not really live.
Not really. It was going to be a hologram Liberace.
Ugh.
This was announced by a company called Hologram USA, and they've did the at different, I guess at like Coachella and at some award show, they had Tupac and Michael Jackson holographic performances. And this company, I think they're the ones behind all the, they issue statements a lot about, I think whenever they get rights to do a hologram of somebody, that they're going to have a big show. The only one I'm aware of actually hitting the road was the Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, yes.
Which toured Europe and then recently played the U.S. And they were, in fact, they were supposed to be playing Brooklyn Bowl when we were in Las Vegas most recently. And ticket sales were so bad they canceled the Vegas show entirely. And I read some reviews of it and they were not...
not good?
Well, they've got like a live band of his former musicians. But the awkwardness of having the hologram Dio on stage just... it seemed like it was a little weird. As it would be. Mm-hmm. Like going to... I get like watching a concert film, but a combination live performance and hologram performance, like it's weird to cheer for a hologram. I don't know.
Was there any slaying of dragons?
Well, I think that, yeah, probably, but not really, because like the hologram part is limited to a very specific part of the stage where they have the technology for showing the hologram. So it's not like you can... at this point in the evolution of that technology, I don't think you can have a full thing where Ronnie James would slay the dragon like he used to, unless part of it was on the video screen. I don't know. Anyway, I kind of want to see one of these performances just out of morbid curiosity, but I don't know.
In person or online? Because I bet
I don't want to watch it online because you don't get the full experience. Okay. I want to be in a crowd of people, well, a reasonably sized crowd of people where I'm not packed in, but I want to be in an audience of people who also enjoy this, the same type of music, seeing a show and seeing like I'm curious how concert like it is, and how, because it is presented as a concert just without a lead singer and you have a hologram instead. Anyway, they were going to do a Liberace version. It was they're planning to debut it in 2015 on the Strip, and then they were going to take it on tour after that. It never happened.
And I'm okay with that.
Never heard anything about it again. The hologram was supposedly going to be capable of interacting with the audience. I'm not sure how that works. Yeah, it walks down the aisle and panders for tips, and Liberace insults. That's where they got that idea. And both shows also have amazing studded coats and furs. I don't know. The company... at the time, was working on as many as 30 similar shows for deceased performers.
Why?
I don't... the estates, it's a way for the estates to monetize. It's a way for fans to continue to... fans who may not have seen the performer live.
Anybody does hologram prints, I'm going after
them. Oh, it's been discussed.
I know. It was discussed for the Super Bowl when it was here.
Yeah, and they just did a video
instead. There was almost a riot.
Yeah. I don't, like I said, part of me wants to see it, just understand it, and to experience, but not out of like, I gotta see this. I'm so
yeah.
It would be
more of a curiosity,
total curiosity thing. Like if they had done Groupon tickets for the Dio thing when it came through town, and they were like $8.
Yeah,
I would have probably gone for a while just to check it out, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Liberace Live, to the best of my knowledge, it definitely never happened on the Strip. Whether or not it toured, I don't think so. But I haven't seen as many of these announcements as for a while there. They were cranking them out every time they signed with an estate.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So anyway, Liberace Live. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
What were you gonna say?
Remember when we saw live music yesterday?
Yes, we saw former. We saw. Well, not former, he's still around. We saw the hologram of Bret Michaels performing downtown Minneapolis. It was some show. It was free.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we went to the Vikings fan kickoff event, which is hilarious because we are not. In fact, isn't the game on right now?
Yes, it is. Just started.
But we went to see a free Bret Michaels show.
We did.
It was great. He wished us a happy holiday, which was very puzzling to me, and I've been trying to do the math on that ever since.
Which holiday?
Is he talking about Labor Day, which is already passed, or is he talking about Halloween? And or is he really?
Is he like? Is that like a canned speech that he?
I think so, but he probably should edit it depending on the time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah. The Unskinny Bop animated dancing lady
on the video screen
was very different from the video. She was very family friendly, shall we say?
Not like the laser stripper show in the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were not laser boobies.
Damn.
She was clothed.
I'm sorry you were disappointed in that. All right, we've got a few phone calls we're going to take this week. Let's start with this one.
I had to share this. First, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener, good radio cliche. Okay, this is idiosyncratic, but since you have a lot of people coming here doing this, I wanted to share this. I'm a little ticked off. If you ride the Deuce from the Strip to Fremont Street, for some reason, the bus drivers are now saying that the second stop of the four Fremont stops, they're saying the second stop is the Fremont Street stop. I think somebody is paying somebody to do that because the first stop is just as good. The first stop on the Deuce, you make a right onto, I think it's Carson off of Casino Center. There's a stop right there behind Four Queens. Going to Four Queens, Plaza, Golden Nugget, Circa when it opens, that's the best stop. Okay, I don't know why the drivers doing this. I've been living here 6 years. I was a tourist here 10 years before that. I don't know why they're telling people not to get off there. I don't know why the next stop is down there at the Walgreens. Anyway, that's all. You can get off at any of those stops. Don't listen to the bus drivers. See you guys.
It's another conspiracy by big public transportation trying to control you and where you go. Walgreens paid them to dump people there instead. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that tip, sir. Yes. We appreciate it. Seems very fired up about that. I'd be fired up, too, if I just got off of the bus.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think the Deuce is better than...
Better than what?
Well...
Better than walking when it's 110?
Is the Deuce different from the other...
It's all a fucking bus. I'm not a fan of it at all.
Yeah.
It's a cheap way to get around.
We will not be using the Deuce.
No. I'm a transportation snob.
Yeah.
Very much so. I'll cram my ass in the back of a shitty Prius rather than ride a bus. That is how much I dislike a bus. All right, next up.
Hey, it's Jeremy from New Hampshire.
Hello.
About my recently completed report to Las Vegas. Stayed at the Four Queens Hotel. You know, it is what it is, kind of what I expected. I will say that definite improvement to the website or information in the room would be preferred to find out basic information like check-in, check-outs. As soon as got off the plane, check-in went right to the cow for the oxtail soup. Got in about 11:30, so they start serving at 7, so that worked out actually perfectly. Exceeded expectations. Phenomenal. Whenever I'm downtown at that area, definitely will stop back in. Did transition over to the Strip. Park MGM, I will say one nice thing about that is the keyless entry through the app. I found it very easy. Instructions were very clear. Worked the first time. Although I guess it kind of defeats the purpose. I did actually go back because my wife was with me. I wanted to make sure she had a key. They're extremely helpful at the self-service. Didn't have to wait, and I did actually get a physical key as well. We did a couple of things just because I had some great deals. A couple of those kind of tourist trap things that we always kind of walk by that I had some deals on. So did the gondola ride. You know, it is what it is with that. The Wax Museum, apparently, the Aaliyah statue was relatively new, and I saw that that got some news because people were putting makeup on it. You know, not a fan of wax museums. I can't imagine that you're going to be bowled over by this one. I will say that the Hangover exhibit was really cool in that, and I'm glad I went when I did, because other than that, it was pretty much a disappointment. The Titanic exhibit at the Luxor I thought was actually really cool. I think it's something you could spend a lot of time for, and there's always discounted tickets, so that might be worth it if you're looking for indoor activity to take up a little bit of time between gambling. Highlight of this trip as far as shows and entertainment was Diana Ross. Really good concert. Still sounds great. Did about an hour and 10-minute performance and sang most of her hits. They did about a 20-minute Q&A as well. Most of the Q&A was, geez, can you sing this song or that song? But some guy actually did get up on stage and sing with her. It was actually really good. Probably the highlight of the show. In his voice, they were a hell of a duet team. So other than that, the one thing I will mention, a restaurant I don't hear gets mentioned a lot, Il Forno at the New York, New York. Very good value there, good Italian food. Just don't hear it talked about a lot. So look forward to going back later this year. Hope everybody's doing well. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. You packed a lot in there. We appreciate
that. Thank you. Was the duet with Diana Ross Endless Love?
One can only hope. Remember when we tried to do that on the show? It didn't work out too well.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Hi, Diana. Big fan. 16-part question. I don't know if I have any questions for Diana Ross. Did you ever see Michael Jackson involved in any hanky-panky with children? They were friends, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for that call, Jeremy. We appreciate it. Next caller, please.
Hey, Five Honey, John and Margaret from Phoenix. Say hi, Margaret. Okay. Camera shy. Hey, just calling from Caesars. I've had a great dinner here at the new water. Great seafood place. We're not big on the uncooked seafood, but the cooked seafood here is fantastic. Highly recommended. Service is great. We're now trying to play some video poker here at the Alto Bar. And Margaret, how's that going? That's why they call her the best colored person in the business, folks. All right. Thanks, Five Honey. Have a good one.
And Margaret is my new favorite caller. I love the spouse who's not having any of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. So Water Grill is the new restaurant. I think we mentioned it last week. It opened at Caesars in the former Spago location at Forum Shop. So a really good location. Thanks for calling with a report on that. So yeah, I always like, and it'll happen inevitably at the Summit where there's some poor spouse who isn't into the show, who's dragged along and who wants to make it a point to let us know she's not into the show.
Yes.
Oh, he loves you. He talks about you all the time. I don't really listen other than him having it on in the car, but I like when people tell us that they're there even though they don't like us. It's just funny. I'm just nod. Oh, thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for coming.
Sorry Hope about him. Sorry he foists this upon you. All right. Thanks for all your calls. We appreciate it. Of course, you can call us anytime at 702-866-9494. We'd love to get your calls. I think we got a couple more since I pulled those, so we'll have some on the next show as well. Before we go, we've got some Karma donations to thank folks for, including Monica and Leo. They have an upcoming trip starting later this week. Looking for some inspiration as they transition into new jobs when they return home.
Ooh.
Good way to break it up between the old job and the new job. Head to Vegas, clear your heads, have a great time.
It's always good to take time off between anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good way to do it. Don't stress, you know, don't stress out about the new job. It'll all work out.
Good luck on the new jobs.
Yep. You're supposed to, I've heard somewhere that with a job, you're supposed to live every day at work like it's your first day. And live every day outside of work like it's your last day.
Uh-huh.
Which I find hilarious, because if you live every day at work like it's your first day, you're going to do nothing but fill out paperwork and look for the bathrooms. Doesn't seem like... Anyway, I can't remember who said that. Someone who is very wise, I'm sure. Greg with a Karma donation for his fifth trip this year. This one is with his wife, Janine, celebrating her. This is a great way to celebrate her surviving a major health scare.
Ooh.
He said, every day is a gift and we intend on spending as many of them as possible in our happy place.
Yay.
Well, we're very glad to hear that Janine is okay.
Yes.
And glad to hear that you guys are going to Vegas to celebrate and enjoy every minute of it. That is awesome. John and Melissa from the Twin Cities with a Karma donation for a trip that is happening as we speak at Wynn and Venetian.
Yay.
Good luck and have a wonderful time.
Yes.
We've got another one of these. DK and CJ, a small Karma donation for... Why did I emphasize small? That was rude of me. That's what they said, not me. I just copied it. Anyway, a Karma donation for DK's 50th and CJ's health recovery. Again, glad things are going well.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday. Happy recovery.
Happy health.
And thank you very much. Eli, who said, again, his words, not mine, although they kind of are mine, from shithole Philadelphia to Vegas for the weekend. Thanks for everything you do. Upgrade, major upgrade in locations. Enjoy your time in Vegas, Eli, and thank you. Sue with a Karma donation, heading out September 25th for a split stay between Cosmo and Main Street Station. Thanks for a great podcast. And thank you, Sue. We do appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you
all for your support. I appreciate it. I love that. I like that. I think our listeners, anybody who's been listening long enough, know to, you know, take anything I say with a grain of salt. And
the people, oh, you're salty, all right.
I'm salty, and I think if you've been listening for a while, I suspect most people know not to get too fired up about
your opinions,
my opinions,
of which you have many.
But if you are fired up, as always, send your hate mail to hunter@ratevegas.com. How long have I been doing that on this show?
I don't know.
Oh, it's my favorite stupid recurring bit that's been around forever. Oh, I'm having a good time doing the show, and this is great procrastination from the work I should be doing right now. All right, 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is the email address if you want to send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. If you want to find us on Twitter, I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, that voicemail line is 702-866-9494. As always, thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.